There's a young man who loves the Lord, who is seeking for Him, and he is this and all that. And, but at the same time, he loves to have pets in his house. You know, pets? Dogs and rabbits and birds and all that sort of thing. And he feels happy, remembers the Lord and loves the Lord. Now he's getting older, getting married. He gets married to a young, beautiful girl.
Wait, should he translate?
Okay. I'm sorry. Remind me all
the time. Era un buscador de Dios y él ansiaba encontrar a Dios, pero al mismo tiempo también le gustaba mucho tener mascotas en casa. Y un día él encontró una mujer muy bonita y se iban a casar.
So the girl comes down to the home there. Both are married and they are very happy. They love each other and all that. But then every now and again, the husband, you know, is going after the rabbit that is there and makes love to the rabbit and the dogs and birds and all that something. So the girl, the wife now, gets a thought. Says, well, he has got so many pets, you know, why can't I have my own also?
Bueno, entonces se casaron y el señor este continuó teniendo sus mascotas y los dos esposos se querían mucho. Y el marido de vez en cuando, bueno, acariciaba las mascotas y las quería mucho. Y un día la señora dijo, y bueno, mi marido tiene mascotas, ¿por qué no yo?
So then what happens is that, so she tells, complains to her husband and says, well, you have your pets, why can't I have my own? Says, well, you can have yours, why not? I'll be too happy to. Well, it'll be a nice thing. Come on, let's go to the pet shop. I know the pet shop. So they both go to the pet shop.
Y un día la señora dijo, bueno, tenés tantas mascotas. Bueno, yo quisiera también tener alguna. Y el marido dijo, sí, sí, cómo no. Yo te voy a ayudar a elegirlas. Entonces los dos fueron a la casa esta donde vivían las mascotas y para comprar alguna para ellos.
So there they go to the shop. There are in one section there are the rabbits, there are these puppies, dogs, and there are these fowls and there are birds and all that sort of thing. So the girl goes on with the husband, looks here and she selects that. So the husband says, no, that's too small, you know, because we have got other pets there, right from them. Okay, then every time, whatever she selects, especially he reminds her that we have got other pets there that will be very harmful to this little one. And so it goes on and on and on. Half an hour passed, three quarters of an hour passed, and anything that she selects, there is that little danger from the other pets at home. And they don't know what, so they're going looking here, there and all that. And in the meantime, while they are in search and the girl is getting disappointed, and all of a sudden they hear in the shop, Avatar! Hey, Baba! And they look up, there's a cage there, there's a bird that sings. And both of them get impressed. So who, what's that? So they go to the shopkeeper. What is that? Said, I heard it for the first time. Is it for sale? Yeah, it is. No. For sale. We'd like to buy that. So that's how both of them bought that. The cage and the bird, which said out, Avatar, Mel Baba. And they are very happy.
Right.
They brought the cage, the hang is there, the doorway there, and all that. So, well, it's there, they're happy.
Let him have a chance now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And you take a little water, huh?
Bueno, entonces los dos se fueron a la casa donde vendían los animales y empezaron a buscar cuál sería la mascota adecuada para ella. Y había conejos, y había pájaros, y había serpientes.
Entonces
empezaron a buscar, y la señora decía, ah, este me gusta. Y el marido decía, no, no, pequeño. Y acordate que tenemos muchas otras mascotas y le van a hacer daño. Y bueno, entonces ella seguía buscando. Ah, esto me gusta, decía ella. Y yo decía, no, pero eso no, pues ya tenemos una igual a ese. Y bueno, seguía buscando de nuevo. Ah, sí, pero ese me gusta. Y él decía, no, pero este se va a pelear con los animales que ya tenemos. Y al final ella, bueno, no sabía qué comprar y justo donde miraba, bueno, ella ya se ha abandonado, bueno, esa ansia de comprarse una mascota. Y ya casi se iba cuando ellos escucharon una voz, Avatar Meher Baba. Entonces miraron un lado y había un pájaro en una jala allá arriba. Y le preguntaron al dueño, ¿y eso quién es? Y bueno, ¿es un pájaro qué? Tiene la manera de pronunciar Avatar Meher Baba. ¿Lo podemos comprar? Sí, cómo no. Bueno, eso queremos comprar.
They don't know who is Avatar Meher Baba, they don't know anything, but they are fascinated that the bird speaks. They don't know anything about it.
Is it a parrot?
Yeah, like a parrot.
What is a parrot?
Parrot bird, yeah.
Bueno, y ellos nunca habían oído el nombre de Meher Baba, pero algo les llamó la atención. Entonces, le dicen, que le baje el loro este que lo quiere comprar, el pájaro, creo que era un loro. Y le dice, bueno, vamos a comprar esta jaula, que ponga el lorito en la jaula y lo vamos a llevar.
They don't know anything about Avatar Meher Baba, what is that? So they hang it there and friends come inside. So that little bird will always say, Avatar Meher Baba. The bird speaks. And it went on. What does it say? So one of the friends said, what does it say all the time? So we don't know. But there must be something in it. So they don't know. They get the thought. Mind you, this is not a story. It's the truth. Because those two people came here because of the bird. So they try to find out, what is this? They said, well, let us see here. There's some name. Do you know anything about it? They will go and ask people and all that. There is somebody named Meher Baba, outside Meher Baba. Nobody knows. So what happened was that eventually they said, let us see the telephone directory or anything like that. Some name of person is there. So they found out. Rick Chapman?
Yeah, box. Yeah, Meher Baba information.
Meher Baba information. That's how they got the information about Meher Baba. They found out Meher Baba, oh. And then they got the books and all that, and they read and came here. Because they were ready, they were in search.
Esta es una historia verdadera. Las dos personas conectadas con esta historia estuvieron acá y se la contaron. Bueno, entonces, este loro siguió hablando, decía Meher Baba, Meher Baba, Avatar, Meher Baba. Y los amigos que venían a la casa le preguntaban a la pareja esta, ¿quién es este Meher Baba que el loro está hablando? Y ellos decían, no sabemos quién es. Y ustedes tampoco saben, no, nunca escuchamos. Y el loro ese, bueno, seguía repitiendo, Avatar, Meher Baba. Y un día ellos decidieron averiguar quién era Meher Baba. Y se fijaron la guía telefónica y encontraron centro de información Meher Baba. Y ahí, encontraron quién era Meher Baba y vinieron acá. Y Eric dice, y, bueno, porque ellos estaban buscando y estaban preparados porque Meher Baba llegó hasta ellos.
So what happened was that there were Iranis over here at the time. You know, from people from Iran, they come. And they're Baba lovers and all that. So I told them that there's another story about Baba, how Baba brings people here and all that. I told them this story. So they said, Eraj, don't say that it's a story. It's wrong for you to say that. Don't say it's a story, it's the truth. So that's how it is. It is that. That's how Baba brings us to him when we are ready. Give it to him. The boy was in search of the truth, and that's how he got it through his wife's selection of the bird.
Él nos cuenta que un día estaba contando esta historia aquí a dos personas de Irán. Y ella dice, no, no, Erich, no digas que es una historia, esto es la verdad. Y bueno, es una pequeña verdad, de su verdad. Y Erich dice que porque ellos estaban buscando a Meher Baba en un sentido, aunque sea no conscientemente, fue que él, a través de la señora esa, eligiendo el pájaro fue en medio para que ellos encontrasen lo que estaban buscando, Meher Baba.
This is the bird that brought them together.